the kind of demon we're dealing with every Monday morning and throughout the week can only come out through prayer. That's why we pray when we go over there. The letter of James is going on. If somebody you think you're wise and understanding, let him show it by his works. In the humility that comes from wisdom. Good works with humility. That's the guarantee that somebody is actually wise. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. Now this text has for those. Other texts have by those who cultivate peace. But they're both true. So. Then we have this remarkable text about this boy possessed by a demon. When the faith and moral life of a group, of a nation, is low, the demons enter easily and create havoc. You only have to look to see what's going on in this country and realize that the entrance gate is abortion. See, wide scale, wholesale murder of infants in the womb. That's the evil that sets loose all these other evils we see all over the place. That's what you'd expect. Now the gospel then is talking about a little boy and he's got this demon in him. It's not his fault. And the father has no idea what to do. But he brings him to Jesus because Jesus is casting out demons. Maybe he'll help my boy. And so when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Pretty dramatic, right? That's the demon, trying to create as much confusion as possible to offset what he knows is going to happen next. He's thrown him into the fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus says, if you can, everything is possible to the one who has faith. You notice he didn't say, don't you know I'm the Son of God? No, he's trying to get everybody to understand that we can share his power by believing in him. Obeying him and letting him work in us. And that's a minute by minute, hour by hour proposition, right? You know, we do all right. We keep the Ten Commandments, mas o menos. But this is letting Jesus have complete reign in our day, in our consciousness, in our life. What we do with our bodies, our minds, our hearts. You see, that's what's being said here. So, he says, I do believe, help my unbelief. Beautiful prayer, isn't it? That's a beautiful prayer. Look, I do believe, but it's a disaster. I don't really believe. Like, help me. So, Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, mute, and deaf spirit, he discerns exactly what spirit is there. Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and raised him and he stood up. He entered the house. Now his disciples are a little bit baffled. why could we not drive the spirit out? And he said, this kind can only come out through prayer. Now, many of the manuscripts have prayer and fasting. But when they tried to assess whether the fasting is an addition in some manuscripts, they decided it was. But it doesn't make any difference, because prayer always leads to fasting, and fasting leads to prayer. And you can't have one without the other. And so, now, of course, many commentators say, well, this was epilepsy, you know. And then you say to yourself, poor Jesus, he thought it was the demon. I mean, you see how dumb we can get? You know, it was really epilepsy, you know. We really know that. You really know that. It was 2,000 years ago, 5,000 miles away, and the one who confronted him is the Son of God, but you know better. Isn't that ridiculous? You know, it's when it says right here in the text, when the spirit saw him, he threw the boy into convulsions. That's not usually the way epilepsy starts, is it? No. And the cure for epilepsy is, now we have some. Jesus says this kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. Now, the end, as I say, on the fasting part is in some manuscripts and not in others. So they did their best to discern what the text said. Because when you say prayer, you always say fasting. I mean, they go together. This kind can only come out through prayer. Well, today, we're going to pray. People are going out to the clinic to pray. You know, I was praying upstairs, and the thought came to me, whatever you do for the least of my brothers or sisters, you do to me. So, all the children who are saved today, you see, that's Christ saving them. And that's Christ being saved. It's a great honor and responsibility.